This is called Long Time Coming. Tell us about the track.
Long Time Coming is the title track of my album, which was out in December.
Yep.
And it's just a lovely track. It's a bit of a ballad, really. Kind of a soppy love song.
And is it written about somebody in particular?
No, not at the time, no. It's just one of those songs that just come out of nowhere. It's about nothing, really, personally, but I think it's one of those songs that means more to other people sometimes. Yeah. They listen to it and they read into it, and I have to pretend that they're correct. Like, yeah, that's what it's about, yeah. Longer to.
I thought you were
going to
say it took a long time coming. I thought you were going to say just quoting your own lyrics.
It was guitar first.
Yeah.
Guitar first for me, yeah. Started learning to play guitar, and it was always, I'll join a band, and that'll be like, the once I've done that, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
And, but then I sort of started writing my own songs, and then obviously I started singing by default because I was playing guitar, writing songs, couldn't sing, so I learned to sing and didn't really join a band. So
well, it's just lucky because people say you just learned to sing, but you need to have the voice there in the first place because you might not have been able to sing.
Yeah.
So you're lucky.
It's just one thing. If you want to do it, you'll do it. If you want to do it hard enough, it takes ages. It takes a lot longer to develop your voice than it does, because you can learn how to play guitar in 6 months, like a few basic chords and stuff. But singing's like, it's the confidence thing, isn't it? That's half the battle with singing. But no, not really a musical family. As such, they don't sort of play instruments. Yeah, it's just sort of happened. I don't know where I've got it from. But yeah.
You were saying about the album, that Long Time Coming was taken from an album you had out in December. Tell us about the album.
Mm-hmm. It was recorded in a converted loft space in Grays.
Yeah.
My friend runs Thames Delta Music. So it's a completely acoustic album. I think it's 10 tracks. There's a few really good ones on there, a few that I'm really proud of, yeah. Mm. So it's a good album, man. Even if I say so myself, it is good, yeah.
How many songs are you writing a week at the moment, or are you just
It varies, man. You just got to wait for songs to come to you, don't you, really?
Yeah.
Well, I do. I don't really put much effort. I've always said that I don't really put that much effort into it. I just sort of, one day I'll pick up guitar, come up with some chords, come up with a little melody. The lyrics come later for me. That's the hard part of writing the lyrics. I've got enough songs now for an EP, maybe sometime next year. I'm going to play a new one, which is called Keep On Keeping On.
Lovely.
Get back on your saddle, son. Ain't got no place to run. Well, I know it ain't no fun, but just look how far you've come.
When did you write that?
That's
last year?
A new one. No, that's about 2 months old.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And how good are you at remembering your own lyrics?
Terrible.
Yeah. Do you have to have your little crib sheet on the floor?
No. I remember them off by heart eventually, but it takes me a few times of playing them live, I find, before I feel like I actually am confident playing them. Yeah, it takes me a while.
Is the good thing, though, is about when it's your own, you can sort of make just throw in random words.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, no one's going to notice, yeah.
What's the best gig you've done to date?
I've had a few good ones, really. The gig at Suya, I think that's how you pronounce it, in London and King's Cross, that was the one that always stuck in my mind. It was just a good gig, plenty of people. Good atmosphere, cheap drinks. So yeah,
well, it sounds like a good night. So you're from Romford.
Yeah.
What's the music scene like at that part of town?
Pretty dire at the moment. It's pretty. Romford's when it comes to music, it's more night, it's like nightclub town in Romford. But there's a few little bits, there's a few little open mics. Lisa, who's in a band called, you might have heard of him actually, Black Cherry Pop Tart.
Yes, I know it, yeah.
She runs a open mic in at the World's Inn every other Thursday in Romford, so that's worth checking out. There's a few little bits going on, but it's nothing sort of like, it's not a massive scene. But it's okay,
What do you think about selling your songs on? Is that something you would do if you got somebody saying, like, love your writing, you know?
Yeah, why not? If the money's right, mate. Yeah.
whether it's Rihanna dancing.
I could give money to it, mate. If they've got the money, then they're willing to pay.
What's the next song you're going to do for us?
I'm not quite sure. I'll do another new one, I think, but I just got to grab my harmonica.
Oh, my God, you play harmonica as well?
Not very well, but I'll get by on it.
Don't say it like that.
Harmonica's a good... it's a good instrument for training your ear.
Yeah.
If you just play, if you don't sort of take any lessons, you just learn to play it by ear because they're all in the right key. Basically, you can't put a note wrong if you've got the right key harmonica for the song. Yeah. So this song hasn't got a name yet, actually. So if anyone can tweet a name, I shall shower them with eternal gratitude. It is just all my new songs seem to be about sort of just my mental state at the moment, really.
Right. Okay. Basically. Maybe that's the name of the song, My Mental State.
Yeah, there we go. We've achieved something today.
Sitting here filming you as well. I do everything, you see.
Yeah, multitasking.
We turn that off. It's very off-putting, isn't it, when you've got a camera shoved in your face like that. Right. I don't worry. I wouldn't film you without your knowledge. That does sound really creepy. what is coming up for you in the future then? What are you doing? You've got your album, which was out last year. You're going to start doing some recording possibly later on this year?
I've got the album that's coming. I've got live EP coming out. We're aiming for 15th of July.
Yep.
Which is basically going to be... three of my personal favourites from the album, formed live at the Abbey Tavern in Camden. So that will be coming out, for £1 that's going to be available on, it'll be on iTunes, Bandcamp, CD Baby, that's Google Play as well, I think. So yeah, got that. Summer's looking busy gig-wise. Southend, 18th of June. Tomorrow I've got a gig in Chiswick, which will be worth going to at the Jules Pub down Chiswick High Street. Yep. 12th of June, I've got a gig at Hornchurch, right next to the Queen's Theatre. That'll be another good one, outdoors, sort of fair type one. But yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of stuff coming up in the summer, like I say, but I can't divulge too much. But yeah, if you give me a follow on Twitter or Facebook, you'll be able to find all the information you want.
Well, that's a bit of a cliffhanger, really, isn't it? Is it something really secret?
Leave and wanted more. No.
No, leave and wanted more. Don't tell them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
he's telling you nothing. You get nothing from him.
Little mini festivals and stuff, but I've got to keep it to myself for the moment. I've been told.
Right. I don't know what I'm whispering for. I always do that whisker. If people want to find out more...
Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, just search my name, Matt Tubey.
And it's Matt with two T's?
Matt with two T's, surname Tubey, T-U-B-E-Y.
Where does that name come from?
I have literally no idea. I've never heard it was a spelling mistake at some point years ago.
No, it can't. I've heard it. Do you know anybody else besides your family?
No, we've searched it online and we're the only ones we can find. So,
is it Irish or Scottish or Welsh?
No idea. No. Someone told me it's something to do with Normandy, but I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. People keep asking me this. Yeah. I should look into it, man.
You should really. You should have family tree. Exactly. Yeah. A big scroll that you get and go, actually, my family started off in the 12th century. Here I am. thanks very much for coming in. Are you going to leave us with a song or are we going to play Heat Below Me? Are we going to play that to end?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Yeah, and tell us about this song.
It's another song off the album released last year. It's also going to be one of the songs that feature on my live EP I just mentioned, yeah. So it's got a really nice groove to it. It's kind of bluesy. But it's got a nice little groove
and
to
it. And what's it about?
Satan.
Oh, dear.
You had death, terminal illness, and now Satan. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he did start off being really chirping. I don't know. It must be that I blame it. We're here. If you're listening to this recording, we are here in Brentwood at the moment, and it's rotten, isn't it? It's May 31st, and the weather outside is just horrid.
Grim.
It's grim. So let's end with some death and some Satan. It's Matt Tubey.
Jesus Christ.
There we go. That's his polar opposite, isn't it? See what he did there. And don't forget that song's meant to be my mental health.
Yeah.
I think you named it yourself.
I'll make a note.
Here's Matt Tubey with He Below Me. Don't forget you can catch Matt all over Essex. He'll be doing some festivals as well.
Cheers. Thanks.
Castle in the sand.